PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 147, Troubleshooting iMessage. If you have an iPhone and you're running a recent version of iOS, chances are you've heard of or used, or maybe not, you haven't used it, iMessage. And iMessage is just something that Apple has added to iOS that's completely transparent, that lets you send messages over data rather than send them as text messages. And there's some advantages to that. You also get read receipts and stuff like that. So I had a challenge with it recently with my wife, because in order to get her $30 rate plan on T-Mobile, I had to create a new account, which was not a problem, but getting the old number over to her new account was a 48-hour affair. And so when she registered with iMessage, the first number that came in was the temporary phone number that we got from T-Mobile. On Saturday, I got she got the text message saying that her number had changed to her old number. Well, iMessage was still confused about what its phone number was. And so when I texted my wife today, I noticed that it was a text message and not iMessage. And so I asked her, well, you may need to go recycle iMessage. And that didn't seem to solve the issue. But it turned out that the problem was that I guess iMessage doesn't really reread the phone number unless there's a new SIM card put in or the phone is rebooted. And so what I ended up doing to fix my wife's iMessage problem is I turned off iMessage, I rebooted the phone, I turned on iMessage again, and then it eventually figured out, oh, yeah, that old number, it's gone. So, and then iMessage started working correctly, and surprisingly enough, she got like 4 messages from other people. So iMessage was apparently confused on her phone. And, you know, that's just one of those things that occurs, that you have issues like that. And, you know, iMessage is great when it works, and troubleshooting, it's kind of a challenge. But I guess if you want to, you have problems with iMessage registering or it starts acting weird or whatever, that seems to be the best course of action. Turn off iMessages. So go into Settings, Messages, and turn off iMessage. Reboot the phone and then turn on iMessage and let it activate. And hopefully everything with iMessage should be okay. And, it's great when it works, but that was my little fun little challenge that I had. And realize it's probably a corner case for Apple, because it's not, it's pretty rare that the phone number is going to change without the SIM card changing. It's not something that happens every day. And usually the provider tells you to reboot the phone anyway. So, and that didn't happen in this case. So anyway, that's, if you have trouble with iMessage on your iOS device, that's a step you can take to get it working again without having to wait too long, hopefully. Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.